This is Stephen Plank. I'm professor of musicology and director of the Collegium Musicum at Oberlin, and I'm glad to have the chance to talk about angel musicians, as you see in the wonderful painting, The Fountain of Life. You have at the left a fiddle player, and then you find a small organ called a portative organ, a lap organ, if you would, being played by the second angel. And unlike what you would find in a modern organ or a larger organ of the time, what the fingers are depressing are not keys, but rather small T-shaped buttons. The third musician is playing a curious instrument. It looks like what was known as the tromba marina, or the trumpet marine. Here, however, curiously, there are a number of strings, whereas the tromba marina typically only had one. If we go to the other side, there is an angel holding an instrument that is the psaltery. It's triangular in shape, and it is played with, in this case, two plectra, two quills that the player is holding, one in each hand, and with that reaches into the instrument to pluck the string. Some will easily make the connection that the shape of that psaltery looks rather like the modern piano shape, or more close at hand, the harpsichord shape. And if we were to imagine that the harpsichord is just a mechanized psaltery, there that connection becomes a very clear one. The player behind the psaltery is playing the harp, certainly the most iconic of the angel instruments, and the other player plays the lute. So here in this wonderful image, you have the notion of harmony, divine harmony, as well as musical harmony rendered by a number of angel musicians, one of the rich traditions of music iconography in the Renaissance.